Colonel Maxwell, take a look at this. I'm getting a signal. It's coming in from lunar orbit, but there are no other readings. It can't be a ship. We've nothing out there.
We'll try hailing them. I'll see if the signal matches anything.
This is Hampson Station. Please identify yourself. Just the ID, please.
It's Nautilus. But it disappeared over 10 years ago, out by Jupiter.
Oh, she can't have just drifted in again. We'd have tracked her.
Something has brought her back. What the hell was that?
That, I think, was the real call sign.
Whoever it was, they've killed the signal from the Nautilus.
Dan Dare, Operation Saturn, dramatized for radio by Patrick Chapman. Look at that. Must be 50,000 people out there.
We're ready for you, Prime Minister.
Righto. Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming today. Welcome to Trafalgar Square. Today, we mark the first anniversary of VM Day, victory over the Mekong. Many nations were subjugated by the alien menace, but we showed the world the people of Britain would not be defeated. Now, let us first salute the brave men and women of Interplanet Space Fleet. Sir Hubert, to you we owe our very freedom.
Thank you, PM.
Congratulations, sir. You saved the world.
Thank you, Digby. But one should never take for granted the gratitude of those in power.
Well, if I ever get the notion of running for office, just shoot me. Can't be doing with all that palaver. Now, the bloke our Prime Minister should be thanking isn't here, is he?
Indeed. What does he mean by not turning up? I suppose he thinks he's above it all. Matter of fact, he's not even above it all. I did offer him the flypast. Do you know what he said?
He's just busy shining those medals you didn't give us because the Mekong melted all our gold down to pimp his flying chair.
He said, sorry, too old for that kind of thing. Not sure if he was referring to me or to himself. Those 10 years your crew spent in teleport stasis.
Relatively speaking, it took years, officer.
And put years on me.
You're looking well on it all the same. Don't you fret about Colonel Dare. I reckon he thinks this rally is a bit much.
Does he now? Where the devil is he anyway?
But we can all on this day of remembrance take heart in the fact that we remain undefeated.
That's enough of that. Computer, record.
Recording.
Hello, Dad. Me again. I don't think you can hear it, but they're throwing a party in London. Trafalgar Square is mobbed. I suppose you can't blame them. But I'm sorry, I just couldn't bring myself to join in. Too many lost souls. Too much destruction. And we let the Mekong escape again. I let him escape. You'd have loved a parade, wouldn't you, Dad? God knows you deserved one.
Incoming from Hampson Station.
Put her on.
I see you're not resting on your laurels.
Laurels, Peabody? Why aren't you down there?
I have Space Fleet's new orbital HQ to break in.
She is a beauty. Thank you, Sondar.
Listen, Dan, something has come up. Last night, Ops monitored an unusual signal coming from lunar orbit. An Earth ship that ought to be lost, giving off an alien signal that definitely shouldn't be there.
The Mekong?
We're not sure. There's a full briefing tomorrow.
My place or yours?
My place. 1200 hours. Everyone's busy celebrating today. Well, almost everyone.
So you insist on observing. If the Mekong is back, Peabody, we should probably cancel the party.
Shuttlecraft Astra, you are cleared for docking.
Roger that.
Docking procedure initiated.
Look, Digby. A necklace of old spacecraft around a brand new station. The Hastings, the Buccaneer, the QE3. To think they just sat idle for so many years. Breaks my heart.
It's the human cost that breaks mine, sir. People before planes, that's my motto.
Yes, quite. Of course.
At least those ships were left intact. It's only thanks to the Mekon's sense of humour that we have a fleet at all.
I wasn't laughing. Mothballing our ships on the near side of the moon so we could see them up there, out of reach.
Taunting us with freedom while he kept us prisoner on Earth.
Indeed. What I can't understand is why someone didn't try to take one of them and fight back.
With what? Heroics are all very well, but if you can't reach orbit in the first place...
I suppose. I hear Maxwell has been doing good work coordinating the shakedown.
Were you not tempted to take, say, the Buccaneer for a spin around the asteroids yourself?
Booby traps, Digby. Besides, I only test ships no one's tried before.
Shuttle dock. Docking procedure complete.
Here we go again, sir.
Dan, Digby, glad you could join us. This way.
And good morning to you too, Peabody.
Nice place you have here. A bit pastel for my taste, mind. A bit sci-fi. Not to mention bloody huge.
Well, take a good look. It won't be pristine forever. I hear they're letting families on board.
How's your laboratory coming along, Peabody?
I'm having the particle accelerator installed on Tuesday. The fusion reactor comes on Wednesday. The tea-making machine is due Thursday, but they can't give me a time, so I'll have to wait in all day. It's a Treen station, so the catering is still a bit odd.
I hope you're not telling me there's no tea.
Of course there is. Sir Hubert brought some up with him. And a kettle.
Hope you can find a plug that works.
Ah, do come in. Dan Durr, the fleet's most unassuming pilot.
Sir Hubert Guest, the man who saved the world.
Digby told you, did he? Take a seat. There's something you should hear. Computer, playback.
That's new.
Alien. It came from the Nautilus, along with the ship's call sign, which then simply stopped, like someone had turned it off.
The Nautilus?
A testbed vessel. It was built like your usual Neptune class, but was packed with experimental enhancements. If there's a cutting edge, this ship went beyond it.
Lost for 12 years, now it's back, suddenly, without explanation.
And apparently without engines.
Space Fleet wants the Nautilus back in one piece. And you're the man to do it.
I'm assuming there's a good reason you need us to bring in a dead ship, no matter how exotic. Maxwell isn't too busy. Her people could handle it.
She doesn't know the full story. There was a mission specialist on board when the ship disappeared. The Eagle Corps would like him returned.
So would we. Also in one piece, Durr, if possible.
He must be an important corpse. What's his name, if that's not... classified.
Fellow by the name of Blasco, space drive specialist.
Blasco was one of Eagle's top scientists. He was testing his new drive on the Nautilus when it vanished.
So maybe it worked. And now Eagle Corps wants its toys back.
I may still be technically in their employment, but...
As Peabody knows, Durr, all salvage from this little jaunt will belong to Interplanet Space Fleet. This is our mission. It's also under wraps. So let's keep it between ourselves.
Who sent the alien signal? Not Blasco.
The Mekon, I'll wager.
We don't know that yet, Lieutenant. Now, if you do run into him, report back, but do not engage.
Why the hell not? He should be brought to justice.
The fleet isn't in any condition to take him on. But fear not, Colonel Durr, he's on our list.
I saw it. The War Crimes Tribunal has a deck of cards, Dan. The Mekon is the ace of spades.
Everyone relax.
Smoothly done as ever.
No matter how many times I see the moon this close, it's always so stunning.
Have you found the Nautilus yet, Peabody?
I've locked us onto its projected position. We'll be there in a minute.
Good work.
It should be showing up on visual any second now.
There she is.
She's drifting. And by the look of it, that's a decaying orbit. We'd better get over there fast. Peabody, take the helm. Digby, you're with me. Let's get suited up.
We're coming up on her fast. What's your assessment, Digby?
There's something not right. I mean, apart from the obvious, you know, dead ship, possibly no survivors.
Those holes in the side.
The very ones. About 4 feet across, I'd say. But a Neptune-class ship like this doesn't have portholes.
Someone's been doing a spot of DIY. Let's move in. Keep your eyes peeled. Careful on the approach. Don't fall in.
Nearly there, sir.
Contact.
She's beautiful. Shame she's got 3 whacking great holes in her port side.
What do you think made them?
Well, they're too clean to be made by explosions.
And the edge is so smooth. These holes can't have been just cut out.
It's like they were dissolved away. A section of the hole just disappearing.
Well, you've got me curious, so there's no choice. We go in.
Lucky those holes are wide enough.
Manners, Digby. Let's find the hatch. We're going in through the front door. Close the hatch behind you, Digby.
Right you are, sir.
Have you got your flashlight on? Digby.
Oh, I have my light on all right, sir. Wish I hadn't.
What is it?
Over here, by the main console. It's the crew.
Good God.
Frozen, tied up, throat slit. But I count 7, so there's 1 missing.
Why don't you go and see if you can find the flight controls?
There's no power, sir. The console's dead. We'll have to use the Anastasia's tractor beam to bring this bird home.
Thanks, Digby. Now, let's see. Williams, Strangmire, Dawson, Scott, Malou. There's Adamson. And Wallace. I never thought I'd see their faces like this.
Is that why you had Peabody stay behind?
No, it wasn't. But I'm glad I did. Any sign of Blasco?
Unless he's hiding in the walls, he's not here. Sir!
I hear it.
Look, it's a drone of some kind heading for the hole. It's dissolving another hole in it.
Digby, get out.
There's another one doing the same thing.
Digby, get to the hatch. This ship's going down.
Oh, the hatch is locked. We'll have to go out through one of those holes.
Wonderful. I'll go first. The aperture's closing around me. Hurry, Digby, it's a trap. Get yourself out.
Closing in around me too, sir. Wish I'd had the continental breakfast this morning instead of the full English.
Made it. Just about. Come on, Digby!
I'm out, sir. But I think I need a moment. Is it just me, or is the universe suddenly spinning?
It's just you. If you can stop cartwheeling for a second, you'll see those drones. They've attached themselves to the hull. Looks like they're crashing the Nautilus into the moon.
Someone decided to be thorough.
Don't get sick inside your suit. Use your jets to stabilize.
Did you say get sick? I don't think I need an order.
Keep it in. That's an order. Peabody, any chance of a pickup? We're pretty much where you left us, give or take. Fast as you can.
I'm on my way. Hold on.
Look, the biggest dust cloud since, I don't know, the last board meeting at Eagle Corps. There goes the Nautilus, smashed into a million fragments on the moon. What a waste.
Those drones are still intact, though, flying away from the wreckage without a by your leave.
Now, where could they be off to?
So much for bringing the Nautilus back in one piece.
Yes. What's all that racket?
Something's been upsetting my monitors.
Can you turn it off? My ears are still poorly from all the spinning.
While you were out joyriding, I managed to isolate this from the mess of noise.
It's different from the one your ops picked up.
The B-side. We could put out a single.
Where's it coming from? The drones?
Not exactly. They only relayed it. This new signal was sent from Saturn. Began about 10 minutes ago.
Seriously? Well, even at light speed, that would take an hour.
Maybe their bandwidth is really good.
So who sent it?
The first one was to bring us to the Nautilus, get our attention. This one is an invitation to pay a visit. I think it came from Blasco.
Welcome to Riley Park. Please enjoy your stay at Hampton Station's premier hydroponics garden.
But Sir Hubert, there was no way we could have taken the Nautilus. Those drones already had control of her by the time we arrived.
I think they belong to whoever first disabled the ship.
Isn't anyone impressed by this new hydroponics garden?
That's just it. There might not be a hydroponics garden if those drones decide we're next.
You think it's Blasco?
It makes sense. He's missing from the Nautilus. The wave is consistent with tech he was working on before he disappeared. And, well, I have a hunch.
Is that your new boy over there on TV, Peabody?
New boy?
Sir Jefferson Highsmith.
Oh.
As the new CEO of Eagle Corps, do you think you should make amends for what your company did during the Meekan occupation?
Not at all. My predecessor worked from within the regime to overthrow it by providing products and services that could be used by rebels as well as by loyal citizens.
Well, more ass covering.
Are we going to spin the Nautilus disaster too, Sir Hubert? What do we tell the families?
Relax, Dan.
People are all the bloody same, if you ask me.
I'm not asking you, Digby. I'm asking Sir Hubert. What are we going to say about the Nautilus?
Nothing at all. That's official.
And that's it?
Until further notice. We can't have anyone making a fuss about this until we get another crew to the wreckage.
You're sending another crew?
I don't blame you for failing to bring her back. You're right. There was little you could do.
Whoever you pick, I want to go with them. There's so much we can learn, even from the dust.
No. The fleet has a different relationship with Eagle Corps these days. I need you to keep an eye on them for us.
You still haven't answered my question.
I thought I had.
The families should be told the truth, that the crew died in the line of duty.
Colonel's right, Sir Hubert. I knew the father of one of them, Dawson. Good man, family man, tortured and killed in one of the Mekon slave camps.
Are there any fathers you didn't know, Digby?
I knew everyone's father.
Thing is, you didn't find Blasco. And until you do, this whole thing's on the QT.
Find Blasco.
Your mission wasn't a failure, dear, because it isn't over. Now, let's get down to brass tacks, Peabody.
Officially, Blasco was just another scientist at Eagle Corps. But unofficially, he was a part of a secret division, Project Neptune, working on a long-range space drive based on the Trine tech in the Anastasia.
Could it be he really did succeed?
That's precisely what we need to find out. If he sold or shared the technology on the Nautilus, or worse, if he used it himself to develop new weapons like those drones you met...
When the second signal came in from Saturn in only 10 minutes, that told me it could only be Blasco.
Flippin' heck. What else has he got up his sleeve?
Did I mention he's post-human? He augmented his body with Venusian nanotechnology.
We've all done that, Peabody.
I haven't. Now come along. Time to meet your new ship.
New ship?
You're really gonna like this one.
It's the Nautilus.
No, Lieutenant. It's the Valiant, the sister ship of the Nautilus. She's kitted up with exactly the same systems, including its lockwave engine.
They were using her as the analog ship?
Yes, and there was only one problem they couldn't model on the Valiant. Disappearance.
On that cheerful note, let's climb aboard, shall we? See how you like your new spaceship.
Ready for final checks?
I've just spent a week going over this ship for any surprises. I've run thorough diagnostics on all systems. What final checks are we talking about?
You can never be too careful. The carpet might not be to his liking.
It's simple. I usually take my risks alone. This time, we have an engine no one is familiar with because everyone who worked on it, apart from Blasco, died in some slave camp or on the Nautilus. And yet, you two have put your faith in me.
With all due respect, sir, shut up.
Dan, I know all the ins and outs of this system. You're the one who doesn't, so it's your turn to trust me.
Theory is one thing, Peabody, but real flying is something else altogether. We could be spaghettified if I mess this up. Ready? Taking her out of Earth orbit now. Hold on to your... Okay, that's weird.
Weird how?
It doesn't feel like we're moving.
Good, isn't it? The engine eliminates inertia. Useful when you're going at a clip.
Well, that's fine then. I've got this. Amuse yourselves. Do another crossword or something.
Cocky, isn't he?
Infuriatingly.
Absent station to Valiant.
Sir Hubert.
Godspeed, Valiant. And let us know what the weather's like on Saturn.
Cloudy with a chance of hydrogen. I'll send you a postcard.
Thank you. And Colonel, seriously, take care. If Blasco is working with the Mekon, our current thinking is that he sent the Nautilus back to provoke us into coming after him.
Well, it worked, didn't it? As far as I'm concerned, our job is to find out who killed the crew of the Nautilus. Valiant out. Peabody, this red button starts the lockwave drive.
It's the green one.
I knew that. 3 seconds. Spaceship away.
Whoa! Space is shrinking in front of us.
Oh, that is beautiful. It's all working out as expected. I'm feeling a little elongated. A little... It's sort of Alice in Wonderland.
Don't know about you lot, but I feel bloody marvellous. Not.
Lockwave engine, disengage.
My God. That was just... astounding.
The whole ship was teleported across space. About a billion miles a minute. Of course it was astounding.
I'd say that has to qualify us for the Guinness Book of Records.
And there they are. The rings of Saturn.
Wow. And just... well, wow!
Can it really be that we're the first humans to see them this close with the naked eye?
Actually, that was me. Sorry. Don't you just hate it when that happens?
Warning. Proximity alert. Unidentified spacecraft.
Call ours a ship. Whatever's outside, that's a ship. It must be 10 times the mass of the Valiant.
More like 60.
Sorry, is nobody listening to me? Surrender your vessel. You are now the prisoners of Blasco.
Blasco?
At your pleasure. Well, my pleasure. Oh, come on, just surrender already.
Warning, unidentified machine within ship.
Swat that thing!
Peabody, it's one of those drones we saw on the Nautilus.
The drone is extending a nozzle.
Gas!
Warning, narcotic gas.
Computer, can you expel it?
Unable to eliminate.
Blame it, Nora! Can't breathe!
Lord Mekon, you know how you captured the Nautilus and spared only me? Well, I reckon you did it for a reason. What use is an ordinary human to a superior intelligence like yours? But an enhanced human, a human plus, that's me.
And that has possibilities. By now, the robot army that I designed has given you mastery over Earth. You have to admit, that's pretty impressive. Now, I know you didn't need me to do it. You were testing me, sure, I get it. And now I've shown you my loyalty, you can trust me. So let's make a deal. When you've taken Venus back, how about giving me the Earth? It's my favorite planet, although Mercury's not bad. Here's what I have in mind. I get the Earth, and you get everything else. An unbreakable alliance between the human race and the new Treen Empire. Lord Mika? Lord Mikon?
Well, that plan worked out well, didn't it, Blasco?
Oh, come on. You woke too soon. Close your eyes and sleep. There's more. I swear it gets really good.
I'm assuming that was a telepathic implant. Selectively sharing your memories.
Shush now, Daniel.
So you're the so-called ally who helped the Mekon conquer Earth.
I take it you don't approve of my work. Some people have no imagination whatsoever.
And what exactly are you planning on doing with that hypodermic?
Be quiet and listen.
Where are Digby and Peabody?
Your friends are fine. I put them in isolation chambers, just like yours. And just so you know, you're all held in by a restraining field, so don't try to struggle. It's easier on the shoulders if you just relax.
You do know we mean you no harm. We just wanted to check up on you, see if you needed anything. Cup of tea, perhaps. You probably don't have a Harrods on Saturn.
Yeah, you're right. Must fix that. Anyway, no, I'm good.
So let me guess. The Mekon didn't say yes to you. He probably didn't even hear your demand. For such a big head, he has very small ears.
Doesn't he, though? He did eventually promise me the Earth if I'd help him take it over. So I gave him a robot army, and what did he give me? Nada. Once the occupation was complete, he banished me. Some people.
Never trust a demigod. At least you landed on your feet, which is more than you can ever say for the Mekon. Now, please, let me see Digby and Peabody.
Blasco.
You betrayed Earth.
It's no use, Digby. He's got us restrained.
I did not betray the Earth. I betrayed the human race. There's a difference.
You murdered young Dawson. You killed all those others.
And what if I did?
Are those drones your creation?
Of course. A big step up from the robots I built for the Mekon, don't you think? Ah, here they are. I call them Black Cats.
Not because they purr, surely?
No. Because you can't see them coming for you in the dark.
Blasco, you're rubbish at names, you really are.
Now, don't judge them until you know what they can do.
Which is?
Which is anything I ask them to.
Not like a real cat, then.
These little beauties can crash a ship, as you saw, or reimagine the entire biosphere of a planet in the space of a day. Oh, yes. They're very versatile, like Swiss Army knives with a temper. Did I mention I'm going to launch 1,000 of them at Earth? Pretty soon, actually. You'll probably still be here for that. Best seats in the house.
Why Earth? Are you in league with the Mekon again? Has he put you up to this? Where is he?
Wish I knew. I'd like a word with him. But first, let's have a little us time, shall we? I've just released the restraints, so you're free to leave the chambers. Go on. Stretch your legs.
Thank you. So that's where you were going to stick that hypodermic.
Oh, it doesn't hurt. Honest. Oh, it's my nanobots. They were lonely. I just injected a few more. Ooh, oh, they're frisky. Follow me, please.
Now where are you taking us?
You'll see. I think a little entertainment is in order.
How come we're walking? Don't you teleport everywhere?
Teleport is such a waste of energy when you've got two perfectly good legs.
That makes sense.
But where's the crew? A ship this size, you've got to have a whole bunch of alien blokes feeding coal into the furnace.
Don't need them. This is a sentient ship. It runs itself.
So, if you're not working for the Mekon, who are you working for?
I'm self-employed these days. The hours are better. But I do have one really big client. He, or it, I'm never quite sure, is called the Vora. We returned the Nautilus, suitably decorated with corpses, because we knew the fleet would send you.
Me?
You're the bait, sir.
What?
The Mekon will come to us because he will come for you, Colonel Dare. Then we'll open up his great big head and have a peep inside.
Which could take some time.
It could. But then we'll dissect his very clever brain and see just how they build these evil overlords. I mean, do they come from a kit, or are they one-offs? With that knowledge, the Vora and I will clone a whole bunch of Mekons and conquer the solar system for ourselves.
I'm not entirely sure that will work.
But what the blazes is a Vora?
Well, he'll be here soon. Visiting his tenants on Rhea at the moment. He's like a vampire landlord, that one. Every so often he pops into them for blood. I'm expecting him for lunch as it happens.
Where are we going, Blasco?
Nowhere. We've arrived. Time to check out my laboratory. Can you hear that? It's the sound of science in action. Some call it torture. What do you think, Professor Peabody? Do you like the sound of torture?
What is this place?
What have you done?
It's elementary. You have to keep the creatures alive so they can appreciate the pain. No point testing them to their limits if they can't feel a thing now, is there? So I've designed this program to keep the agony going indefinitely, in endless variations. The little aliens never pass out, and usually they don't die.
You're inhuman.
I could say the same about you.
What is going on?
I did say this was all about torture, right? But actually, it's more a menagerie. Blasco's menagerie. Let me show you some of my pet favorites. Come along.
I thought the Mekon was bad, but you... you're just sick.
On the contrary, I'm curious. You can tell a lot about a creature by the amount of pain it can withstand and from what source. In each of these containers is a prime specimen of a different species. I have hundreds in this room alone, as far as the eye can see. Here's the fun part. I calibrated each chamber precisely to alternate the experience, tailor-made to reach the breaking point of the individual guest, then pull back, just in time. This fellow is from Rhea. Nice tentacles. Shame about the suckers. Rhea is one of the more picturesque moons of Saturnia. They have a terrible problem with vermin, so I'm looking into making these natives resistant. So how are we doing today? Ah, glad to hear it. Now, this one I'm fond of. It's from Phoebe. They had a fierce drought a while back. I'm trying to get them to evolve into animals that can do without moisture. Sort of an alien camel. I'll probably call them andromedaries.
Blasco, you really are insane.
No, I'm a scientist.
I don't understand. Our probe surveyed all the planets. We found no life out here.
That's because your equipment is just, well, a bit thick. Or is it our shielding? Of course, there's no life on Saturn. Everywhere else, though, life is teeming on all the Saturnian moons, thriving in engineered biodomes shielded from your probes. We can't have the human race poking about now, can we?
Says the human torturer.
Please, don't call me that. Human.
You're scum.
Oh, look who came top of the class at insult school.
These biodomes, who built them?
Listen and learn. Everyone around here is from somewhere else. Each species has constructed a protective environment to suit its own needs, with the help of the Vora's technology, of course. And he's a bit tricky, you see? He might withdraw his help at any moment. Get rid of the Vora, and all these biospheres collapse. So no one tries to overthrow him.
You run a flaming great gulag on the moons of Saturn.
No, not a gulag. A community. Saturnia, the locals call it. We've adapted to the conditions. Even the Vora lives inside a biosuit. He breathes chlorine.
Good. When we've captured him, we can use his lungs to clean the toilets back at HQ.
Do you think you're ever going back there? Do you? Deluded little man.
Maybe it would be better if those colonies just collapsed. Your casual cruelty is unspeakable.
Yet here we are speaking of it. Are you saying you'd prefer genocide to a little pain?
Surely you can learn nothing useful from all this.
Stop this now, Blasco, or I'll...
You'll what? Come with me. I have one last entertainment to show you before it's your turn to feel the burn.
It's... a treen. Blasco, you know they feed by osmosis.
So what's that solution doing to its body?
Watch as I place a tiny chemical into the suspension. Like so.
Oh! Poor fella just turned inside out.
No, I feel sick.
I call it treen dumpling soup.
You want me, Blasco? You want me as bait for the Mekon? Stop all this! Let these creatures go, and I'll agree to stay. Torture me instead.
How kind. I'll think about it. The Mekon has done quite a bit of research on how humans react to stimulants, which is why we left him alone for so long on Earth. Loved what he did with the place.
This stops now. Give me that weapon.
Dan, it's pointless. The gun is part of the drone.
I don't care. Give me that gun. How on earth?
Take cover.
Do as he says.
Over there, that console. Good to see you, Sonda.
We've heard about this place, but didn't want to believe it existed.
You wouldn't want to believe it. It's hell.
These must be Blasco's black cats. One down.
Blasco, he's teleporting out.
That mad bastard is a coward as well as being utterly insane.
That's the other black cat down.
We don't have much time. More of Blasco's drones could teleport in.
Are you two all right?
Aye.
Fine.
Let's get these prisoners free.
There's no time.
He's right, Dan. We have to secure the ship.
Then we must come back for them.
Quickly now. We must find the Vora.
You are here to kill it, aren't you?
The Vora is a threat to the whole solar system.
As I was saying, what the blazes is a Vora?
Let's find out.
Black cat's prepared.
Can you stop them?
Yes, we must go to the throne room. That is where Blasco will be waiting for his master.
There's the hangar. We have to get to the Valiant and warn Earth.
The throne room is this way.
My planet comes first.
This way is how you will save it. Hurry!
Black cats!
The Valiant. I was getting to rather like that ship.
I don't believe that just happened.
Let's be practical. We've lost our ship. Now what?
Listen to me, Dan Dare. The Black Cats launch in 1 minute. Earth will soon be ours.
Not if I can help it, Blasco.
If you wish to stop the drones, you will come with me.
Looks like we have no choice. Who are your allies? Surely it's not just you and this merry green band here.
Venus has made an alliance with the leader of the Saturnian colonies to overthrow the Vora.
The solar system is teeming with tyrants. Must be catching.
I hope not.
Hold back, Sonda. There's a couple of drones over there guarding the throne room.
I see them. Our weapons are modified to disable black cats. Wait.
Nifty. Can I have one of those?
Sondar, have the words "this is too easy" ever occurred to you?
More black cats behind us.
I hate being right all the time.
Get down!
The black cats aren't firing on us, only on the Treen soldiers.
They'll be firing on us once the Treen are eliminated. It's time to take the initiative.
Did you just make us a target? Peabody, did he just make us a bloody target?
Don't be a wuss, Dickie. Get yourself a gun, and get one for me while you're at it.
Sorry, fellas. These are more used to us now. There you go, Peabody. Don't analyze it, fire it.
Welcome to the fight, you two.
Got it!
And another one.
Leave one for me.
Sorry, Digby. Got a bit carried away there. Can you hear that?
Hear what?
Exactly. The countdown has stopped.
That can only mean one thing.
Nothing good, I suppose.
And they're off! My black cats are now teleporting into Earth space, and there's not a thing you can do about it. They're going to change Earth's atmosphere.
Into what?
Something toxic, I should think. Bye-bye nitrogen-oxygen compound. Hello, toilet cleaner.
Let's see if we can't do something about that. Follow me. Earth depends on us now.
There's Blasco, over by the throne.
The madman who would be king.
Where is the Vora?
Blasco, you're under arrest. Crimes against humanity, destruction of...
You want the Vora, my green-skinned friend? Now, where can he be? Vora!
The air pressure's changing.
I feel it.
It's like a bloody hurricane in here!
If that's the Vora, it's huge.
He knows how to make an entrance, doesn't he? Welcome, you beautiful monster.
He looks like a giant robot.
I think that's his encounter suit.
What are you, Vora, under that metal armor? A puny lizard? An evil bug? What?
You want to be careful with the name calling. It's rude and he doesn't like it.
He doesn't half smell of rotten sewage, this Vora.
You! What did I say about being rude?
Digby, don't provoke it.
Why? Can't it take a bit of ribbing?
Digby!
I'm okay. Getting the message. Humble apologies, your Voraness.
More black cats. Can't you take us on your own?
I expect the Vora could snuff you out with a thought.
Then why does he need you?
Who said anything about need? The Vora likes me.
The Vora disabled us. But the Treen soldiers are all...
dead. Their wounds were too great to withstand the blast from this creature.
I thought that thing was gonna kill us all.
Not kill. Not yet. You have to be alive to see it for yourselves.
See what?
It's Earth.
And a swarm of black cats heading right for it.
And there they go. My black cats. See how they fly.
The Vora must be stopped.
Sondar, who are the Vora?
We are the true power in the galaxy. The Treen who fled from us.
Your time is over. The Vora must die.
Your time! tiny guns are no match for the power of the Vora.
Pick your target. Take out the black cats.
Concentrate your fire to bring them down.
Soon, Earth will be ours.
Will somebody please shut that infernal man up?
Those black cats are creating a shield, protecting him.
The black cats are getting closer to my world, Sondar. If you really do know how to turn them off, now would be a good time.
Oh, I'm hit. It can't be, I'm immortal.
Blasco's teleported out.
If he was controlling the black cats telepathically, perhaps the drones approaching Earth are now out of his range.
We'll soon find out. Sondar, the Vora.
Prepare to die.
He's gone. But at least we managed to punch a hole in that suit of his. The Vora's history.
Don't be so sure. Earth has made a powerful new enemy.
Sondar, Blasco said if the Vora goes, his technology goes with him, and the Saturnian colonies will collapse.
Blasco was lying, my friend. He is a human, after all.
Then we'll check on the colonies later. Now, how are we doing on that big old telly? What's the status of the black cats in Earth orbit?
The screen was shot to hell. It's gone dead.
So we won't know until we get home. We might have been too late.
It's the self-destruct.
Then we better get out of here.
How? The Valiant is gone.
Then you must come with me, now.
Sondar, I hope this is the right hangar or we'll never make it out of here. Oh, no.
It was a massacre.
Sondar, I'm so sorry.
Your soldiers died so we could escape. So let's get out of here.
Engaging main engines.
Hold on to something. The Vora ship's about to blow.
There she goes. Just like that. Crashing into the rings. I'd hate to be in charge of that cleanup.
Forget the Vora ship, Digby. We were lucky to get away with our lives.
But we didn't get Blasco.
We will. Sondar, if you want, I can take the controls for a bit. You should be with your crew.
Oh, I needed that nap. Are we there yet?
Going as fast as I can, Digby. We're 2 hours out of Saturn space.
I could murder a cup of tea.
What do you think of my vessel?
I really like how she handles, Sondar. Not bad for a rust bucket.
When you took the controls, I engaged the training mode. For the benefit of the human pilot.
Well, that told me. You better take over then. Earth should be coming up soon. I wonder what we'll find there.
I hope it's good news. I can take you to a new space station.
Yes, I never did thank you properly for that. Not in person.
You are welcome.
I thank you every single day. It's a miracle of science.
I would enjoy working there with you, Professor, but I must return to Venus. The Mekon is still at large.
Of course.
Besides, I must inform the families of my fallen comrades.
Quite right, Sondar. Quite right.
What about the colonies on Saturnia?
While you were sleeping, I contacted their leaders. Blasco did lie. They survived the departure of the Vora.
Well, that's something at least.
But will they survive you?
Sorry?
Humans will want to visit these worlds now.
I think I've an idea what you mean, Sondar. Earth is still in bad shape. It needs all the resources it can get.
You said it, Professor.
But Earth can help Saturnia. Both civilizations have just lost an alien overlord, right?
Yeah, maybe we can exchange gardening tips.
Right, who am I fooling? Plans within plans, wheels within wheels. Whatever's gonna happen, it's already being hatched. Isn't that right, Peabody?
I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
There's Earth, surrounded by a ring of black cats.
Are we too late?
There are no readings. They're dead.
Alien vessel, do
approach. I repeat, alien vessel, do not approach. We have a thermonuclear projectile trained on your signature.
Dan, you better have a word.
Hampson Station, hold your fire. This is Colonel Dan Dare aboard the Treen vessel. Tell Sir Hubert we're home.
One moment, please.
That's reassuring.
Your voice print checks out, Colonel Dare. You are cleared to approach.
Thank you. Before you hang up, I have a question.
Colonel?
Who left all this litter cluttering up my planet's backyard?
Sir? Sorry, that's classified.
Just tell me.
It's ordnance, the property of Eagle Corporation. Like I said, classified. Just come in, Dare, okay?
Put the kettle on. Digby's gasping.
Will do, Professor Peabody. Hampson Station out.
Now what?
A holiday would be nice.
I don't know what's next, Peabody. But I know one thing. From now on, I trust only two people. Two humans, that is. You and Digby. My friends. Computer, record.
Recording.
Hi, Dad. It's me.
Well, we came back in one piece from the Saturn mission. More or less. We lost the ship. Doesn't feel like a victory. We met a new enemy. Possibly the most mysterious thing I've ever encountered. And yet, he's just another dictator in an armor-plated suit. The chilling thing was, the worst atrocities I saw out there were perpetrated not by an alien, but by a human. Name of Blasco. Is there something in us, do you think? Some flaw in our species? I have to wonder. Oh, I'm proud to be a pilot, proud of my friends, but too often this job feels dirty. I like to think I know right from wrong, most of the time. I do know this. I have to find the Mekon. He's still out there in space. Mind you, he's now just one of the threats we may have to face. But face them we will, with fortitude. We've learned that the galaxy is a much bigger place than we thought. A much stranger place. You'd like it.
Incoming from Hampson Station.
Sir Hubert, to what do I owe the pleasure?
Dare, sorry to interrupt your leave, but I'd like to have a word. Shall we say Tuesday?
Sir Hubert, no, please don't get up.
Good of you to come.
What's this about? You're not going to pension me off, are you? I spent 10 years applying for this job, remember?
Actually, I wanted to talk to you about Saturn.
Saturn?
Or Saturnia, as we now must call it. Yeah, well, the thing is this. The Saturnia operation was, shall we say, an acceptable success.
Acceptable? Thanks for that effusive praise.
I mean, the Blasco situation was resolved as well as it could be. As for the Vora, we may never know.
Did that crew you sent to the Nautilus crash site come up with anything interesting?
As a matter of fact, no. Just a lot of useless debris.
I'm sure Peabody would have made a better fist of it.
Oh, I'm sure she would.
Tell me, how on earth does the Eagle Corps get to claim those black cats? What happened to our fleet getting the salvage?
Fact is, they own them.
What do you mean?
Blasco, dammit. Strangest thing, he was an Eagle Corps employee when he first came up with the blighters. So, legally, they always owned him. Intellectual property rights and all that. I'm assured it's all above board.
Forget tyrants. The solar system is run by lawyers.
Quite. I called you here because I have a proposal.
Go on.
How does this sound? Admiral Daniel McGregor Dare.
Whatever for?
You've earned it. And your father would have been proud.
I don't know. I'm flattered, of course, but... Well, don't you think such an honour is a little premature? For me, I mean. Why don't you kick Digby upstairs?
There you go again with your false modesty.
Not false. Just not sure I'm quite up to it, sir. test piloting a desk. For one thing, it has no engines.
I'm serious. Eagle Corps is sending a diplomatic mission.
I knew it.
A diplomatic mission. To open formal relations with the Saturnians, offering them a defense against future incursions from the Vora. That's the idea.
Whose harebrained scheme is this?
Now, don't be premature. The Armada will need military support from Interplanet Space Fleet. They've asked for a friendly face at the helm. And I happen to think that you are just the man for the job.
No Lockwave drive this time.
I'm afraid not. All of that went down with the Valiant.
What happened to this new, different relationship between the Fleet and Eagle Corps? I thought you said we weren't such fast friends these days.
That's the beauty of it. Backing them up on this mission is how the higher-ups intend to keep Eagle Corps on side. Enemies closer and all that.
I see. In which case, Sir Hubert, I'm flattered.
So, what do you say?
In Dan Dare, Operation Saturn, dramatized for radio by Patrick Chapman, Dan Dare was Ed Stoppard, Digby Jeff McGibbon, and Professor Peabody Hader Reed. Sir Hubert was Michael Cochran, Sondar Bijan Danishmand, and the Mekon Raad Rawi. Blasco was Jonathan Rhodes, the Vora, Nicholas Briggs, the Prime Minister, Matthew Termain, Flight Control, Diane Spencer, and the onboard computer, Diane Weller. Other roles were played by members of the cast. Sound design and post-production, Wilfredo Acosta. Original music, Imran Ahmad. Series script editor, Colin Brake. The executive producer was Simon Moorhead. Dan Dare Operation Saturn was produced and directed by Andrew Mark Sewell and was a B7 production.